You're listening to Interviews with Adam. I'm your host, Adam Miller. And at our recent Songtime conference, we had Mission Aviation Fellowship with us, representing and as one of our exhibitors. And with that ministry is Greg Piles, and he's with us again today to talk about more details of their ministry and how it is making an impact of knowing Christ and making him known. Greg, thank you so much for being a part of our program.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks for asking me.
And thank you for coming to our conference. I hope that you had a good time and were able to sit in on some of the lessons with Dr. Brian Chappell and be encouraged yourself. But hopefully, really, what we brought you out here was to be a blessing to our listeners to talk about your ministry. But not all thousands and thousands of our listeners were able to be at our conference, so that's why we invited you onto the program. Can you tell us a little bit about Mission Aviation Fellowship?
Yeah, I think the probably the most concise and condensed way to communicate MAF is really through our mission statement, which is sharing the love of Christ through aviation and technology so that isolated people may be physically and spiritually transformed. Now, there's a lot in there, and if I were to unpack it even further, it's you know, what we do is we exist to share the love of Christ, as does, you know, Songtime and really, you know, every believer. But where we kind of diverge on the how of how we do that is we use aviation and technology. So we use airplanes, and we really think of airplanes merely as a tool. They're a very cool and a very expensive tool, as you know any pilot would tell you. But we really just see it as a means to the end. It's really what we've been called to do, is to use airplanes and technology. And the why, you know, why we do that is that we want so the isolated people may be physically and spiritually, you know, transformed.
And that's an interesting ministry, because there are so much of travel and so much of our regular, you know, vacationing and getting around in the United States is built around air travel, that it's easily accessible, and it's getting more accessible and more accessible. We can complain about the leg space, but it's still an easy way to move around in the United States. But your ministry is really about reaching people with the gospel, that there may not be an alternative means of getting to them except through an airplane, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And I think I'm sure all your listeners are familiar with, you know, Acts 1:8, where, you know, Christ is telling his disciples and us to, you know, go into Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts, or some translations say the ends of the world. And it's really in that uttermost and ends of the world is where we operate. And things look a lot different there than they do, you know, in the United States. And so there are many barriers, a lot of physical barriers with, you know, mountains and jungles, that really the airplane is the only way to get to these regions, at least safely and in a time fashion. We say that the every hour of flight saves like 5 days, and so we're really in many places just the only way to get there, like I said, and the lifeline to these villages and these people that are living in isolated regions.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the places that you are working in, and some of the ways that you're helping, because you're also bringing in supplies for missionaries. You're bringing in Bibles. You do a lot more than just go into unreached areas. You're actually supplying your supply line for a lot of people and resources for the sake that are furthering the gospel, correct?
Yes, correct. We are in 15 countries, but then we also serve over 600 organizations. They're Christian or humanitarian organizations, and so we are really in a unique position to promote collaboration between like-minded organizations, and so we support church planting, even though we don't have church planters. We support Bible translation, even though we don't have Bible translators on staff, and healthcare, and so. But we're the ones that get them to where they need to go. And so we are, in addition to flying national pastors and supporting the local church in these villages, we are also flying in building supplies. We'll fly in medicines. We were very instrumental in getting medicine to the Ebola regions when that crisis was going on. We work with flying doctors or Doctors Without Borders. And so we really work behind the scenes in getting the people that were called to get there, you know, where they need to go. And so we are, like, you know, really the lifeline of to these villages.
How did you get involved with Mission Aviation Fellowship to begin with? Were you a pilot, or was this a ministry access point for you that you were drawn in through the ministry component?
Yeah, my life's journey was for many years I had I call it a secular job. We can dispute what the meaning of that is, and had my own business, but then had an opportunity to go into missions. And so my family and I were missionaries in Puerto Rico for a number of years, and then went to work with an organization that ministered to Russia. And so that's the path that God took me on. And then one point I was just really just praying that to be able to be used of God, to use my passions and experiences and abilities, and I came across MAF. And so I was a volunteer, we call them advocates, for a year. And my love of missions and also aviation, I'm a private pilot, but I don't fly for MAF. But that's what really drew me to MAF. And once I saw went out to their headquarters and got to know the people and the work that they're doing, I just, you know, fell in love and just said, this is one of the finest organizations I've come across. And so I was really, really wanted to do more. And God blessed me about 5 years ago with coming on full time to staff. And so it's been a great journey.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the actual needs that the ministry has, because you are so much behind the scenes as a ministry. I think people don't realize the importance that you guys play and the role that you play, but also the needs that you have in continuing that ministry and carrying it forward.
Yeah, we really, when we talk to people, we really want to challenge them to use their time, talents, and treasures. And so that can cover a lot of different things. And so when people ask, you know, what are our greatest needs, really the first thing you'll hear us say is we have a need for prayer. That is the most important thing that we want people to do. We want you to pray for our ministry. You know, like I mentioned, airplanes are very expensive, so there's that financial component, you know, as you understand as well. But it's really, we really want to be lifted up in prayer. And then from there, there's many ways that people can give. We have a adopt a plane ministry. We've got to, you know, adopt a missionary, and you can adopt a program or adopt a country. But then we also want to challenge people to serve, and that looks different for different people. So we have an advocate program where we have about 120 advocates. They're volunteers all across the country where they really just spread the word about the ministry. They share MAF with others, do things very similar to, you know, what I did there at the Songtime Conference. And we just they share really what God's doing in these isolated regions and the needs within their circle of influence. So there's a lot of needs that we have, and but prayer is the number one.
Now, we have a few pilots on our board here for Songtime, and I know that this is a ministry that John DeBrine has greatly benefited from, being able to get around and to do different conferences and speaking engagements. But this is something that I'm sure many of our listeners are excited about. It's something that captures the imagination of young kids who, and I think of the idea of flying and want to be a pilot. For people that are thinking about all of these various different things, how can that be directed towards your ministry as a means of prayer and support and interest into what you guys are doing?
Well, I think the portal to all that is, I would say, is go to our website, which is maf.org, and then from there, there's all kinds of resources. There's you can sign up for a prayer connection, you know, that comes out weekly. There's opportunities to give. There's always a pressing need that we have, and so that'll be featured. But then there's also under there's a serve category where It's kind of the steps to MAF or being a pilot. It is all kind of a long road for someone that wants to be a missionary pilot. But it is a calling that I found that with all the training that needs to be done. And so there are places there for people that are interested to really just to get in touch with a recruiter and really go from there. It starts the process, but it's really neat. Every place I share, there's always multiple people where young people that they think God is speaking to them and calling them into missions, and it's great. It's really neat to see how God is stirring in the hearts of people, not only to become missionary pilots, but even supporters, prayer supporters, and financial supporters. But like I said, the portal for everything would be our website.
Yeah, this is an exciting ministry to talk about because it goes to show how there are so many different aspects to doing world missions, and there may not be public speakers, they may not be evangelists per se, but everyone has a place when it comes to the role of missions, and somebody as a pilot certainly is a useful component, a probably underappreciated useful component of getting the gospel out there into the uttermost parts of the world, fulfilling that great commission and our call, as we saw, as you mentioned, in Acts 1:8. So, Greg, if you have a word of encouragement to any of our listeners now to share with them to think more about not just aviation, not just missions going and planting churches, but in thinking about how they can use their gifts for the furtherance of the kingdom.
Yeah, I think the thing that comes to mind is really, taken from 1 Corinthians 12 when Paul is talking about the body of Christ, and it's really kind of how I view, MAF and what we do with other organizations. But it's he talks about we all have a role to play. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? So. And so just everybody is given gifts, and we're given, they're given that to further the kingdom. And so, really, like I said, when we challenge people to, pray, give, serve, there's really, saying no is not an answer, is not an option. So, it's really neat to see the blessings that come when we're obedient to use our gifts and talents to bless God and to further his kingdom. So it's really neat to see. I get kind of the bird's eye view of the tapestry that God is weaving, throughout the world to accomplish his purposes. And so where MAF has been charged with using airplanes and getting people where they need to go, it's these other people that are doing, doing the Bible translations and doing the medical relief. And it's just, it's really just exciting to see how God is using everybody.
We've been talking with Greg Piles from Mission Aviation Fellowship. If you'd like to find out more information about how you can get involved in this great commission that we are all called to be a part of, you can find out more information about Greg and their ministry, Mission Aviation Fellowship, on our website at songtime.com, or you can always, of course, give us a call. It's 508-362-7070. Greg, thank you so much for not only joining us at this last Songtime conference we had here on Cape Cod, but also for sharing a little bit more about your ministry and a challenge for all of us on how we can all be a part of fulfilling the Great Commission.
Oh, it's been my privilege. I really, really appreciate it, and hope to see you out there next year.
We hope you enjoyed this interview made possible by our ministry at Songtime Radio. You can find out more information about our ministry by visiting our website at songtime.com, where you can find this and other interviews on our podcast series, as well as our weekday broadcast, which includes teaching, interviews, and music. We also want to encourage you to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. It's got encouraging articles, and there is no obligation. To find out more information about our ministry, again, visit our website at songtime.com. This ministry is made possible by people just like yourself. We are 100% supported by our listeners. So if you have been blessed today, why not join with the many voices together for that one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with your donation to the Songtime Ministry. To make a donation, you can do so online at our website at songtime.com, as well as by mail. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. Make a donation over the phone. It's 508-362-7070. 7070. On behalf of our entire Songtime staff and our own Dr. John DeBrine, the founder here at Songtime, who encourages you to grow in grace and not groan in disgrace, from Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller. God bless.